This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our next guest wrote an interesting one-on-one with Jim Schwartz, where Jim Schwartz stated he would like to be a head coach again in the NFL, and that obviously leads us to the conversation about whether or not Jim Schwartz would be a candidate to replace Kevin Stefanski if he is let go or they part ways with him. Post this Bengals game on Sunday to talk with her about her piece on Jim Schwartz, which you can read on Cleveland.com. Browns beat reporter Ashley Bastock now on the fan hotline. Ashley, first off, incredible stuff on the Jim Schwartz piece.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, we're very, very happy to have you on, especially with the timing of this. Now, there's a lot we can get to. I do want to get to, though, the Jeremy Fowler thing on Mike McDaniel. Just point blank, next year, who do you think would be a better head coach for the Browns, Kevin Stefanski or Mike McDaniel?
You know, I would still say Kevin Stefanski. I know some Browns fans probably are just so desperate for a change, but you know, throughout the year, I've talked about when the Browns have struggled, right? There's been this sense of calm and steadiness, and I do think very much that comes from Kevin Stefanski, and players outright say that comes from Kevin Stefanski. And whenever I would point that out, I would say, look, there's teams in this league that are worse off than the Browns right now, and one of the first teams I would always say was the Miami Dolphins, right, where you were constantly hearing about players-only meetings and the messaging being all over the place and two attacks. Tagovailoa calling out his teammates. So I would still say Kevin Stefanski in that situation, even though I'm sure there are some Browns fans who would disagree with me.
Do you feel like it's a necessity that the Browns do go offensive-minded when they go for this coaching search?
You know, I don't know if I would say it's a necessity, but it is interesting, right? Because I keep coming back to their two main coordinators here in Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees. And what are the Browns going to do? Because you think about a lot of the main head coaching names that are going to be, I think, very sought after in this coaching cycle, like a Jesse Minter, right? He's a younger defensive-minded head coach. Chris Shula is another one from that McVay tree that you keep hearing about. So if you go defensive-minded, or even like a Robert Saleh, right, who they had interest in back in 2020, if you go defensive-minded, are you prepared to let Jim Schwartz walk? I don't think that's the best course of action, given what he's done with this defense, what he's done with Myles Garrett here. And the flip side of that is so many teams, though, are looking for that young offensive mind. That has been the trend in the league. My joke is everyone's always trying to find their Sean McVay, right? So the other interesting part of this is Tommy Rees is so well thought of in this building, and the way people talk about him as like this offensive sort of savant, and he obviously worked with Nick Saban. He's calling plays here now. He's called plays at Alabama and Notre Dame in college. Like, I feel like they don't want Tommy Rees to leave either. And when you're talking about the two coordinators, your offensive and defensive coordinator, and not wanting either to leave, then what would you do if you decide to switch directions? Would you want to promote one of them? I don't know. Like, I don't know that you need an offensive guy, but the Tommy Rees question is a really interesting one, because do you want to bring an outside or offensive guy in when you already really like Tommy Rees and what he's done in theory? So that's where it gets kind of tricky.
Yeah, I thought you kind of covered this. I listened to you guys on the Brown and Orange talk. I'm actually butchering that. Orange and Browns podcast for Cleveland.com. Yeah. And I
were
thought
you going to correct him, though, Ashley? I don't know.
I was going to correct him. So people can find the pod. They can look for it.
It's a very good pod. You're very thorough. But I thought you guys did a great job of just breaking down, like, here's why Jim Schwartz would make sense, maybe here more so than anywhere else, but here's also why Tommy Rees would make sense. Do you get a sense that maybe the Browns would lean one way or another in bumping one of those guys up if, again, Kevin Stefanski isn't back next year?
You know, I don't really have a sense between those two guys. Like, I'll just reiterate again. I mean, I think they really, really like both of those guys, right? And to your point, Nick, what you referenced there about why would Jim Schwartz be a more palatable option here than somewhere else? Look, I think Jim Schwartz deserves another chance to be a head coach, in my opinion, from everything he's done here. The problem is these trends across the league. A 59-year-old defensive coordinator is not going to be as easy of a sell to an outside fan base, I don't think, no matter how good he is. And sometimes when you're just out of that head coaching seat for so long, Jim hasn't been a head coach since 2013, it's hard to get back in. It's hard to get back in that discussion. He didn't make any major headlines after the 2023 season when the Browns went to the playoffs, right? So I think he'd be more palatable here, just because even though they've had two losing seasons in a row, which is also working against him, I think, across the league, maybe unfairly given how well the defense has played, that I think they understand everything he's done and everything he's brought. And Andrew Berry loves Jim Schwartz, right? Those two crossed paths in Philadelphia. I think his influence was huge in getting him here in the first place in 2023. And then Tommy Rees, look, colleges have already come calling for Tommy Rees, and we know he's interviewed for some of these head coaching jobs. He's made some headlines, including last year when they interviewed him for the UNC job before it went to Bill Belichick. So I think we've already seen them want to get these guys and keep these guys in the building. So I don't know that they would be leaning one way or the other, but the interesting thing about if you hire another head coach, like, are you going to tell that person, okay, but you have to keep Jim Schwartz and Tommy Rees, or are you going to give them unilateral ability to make their decisions on their staff? Like, it's a tough question, I think.
What would you do?
What would I do? I mean, I think if you were going to make a change, I think right now I would still stick with Kevin Stefanski. First of all, I think that would be my number one choice, really and truly. And I think it is because they do seem to be in a good spot with their offensive and defensive coordinator. Kevin Stefanski is more in that CEO head coach role right now. And I think he deserves a shot to coach this team when they have a stable quarterback position. I think people don't really understand how unstable it's been. Even back to 2023, this team started five quarterbacks. They started like four last year. They've started three this year. There's been so many offensive line injuries. And when I talked to Jim Schwartz for that story, that was kind of his defense of Kevin Stefanski too, which I thought was interesting. And then I guess if we're going the other route and saying I have to make a change, which Ashley, GM Ashley, I personally don't know that I'm there yet. I don't think I am. That's an interesting call. Like, my gut says Jim Schwartz, and maybe it's because I just did this big story on him, that I'm more open to that opportunity with him than I think a lot of other people are. But I think what he's done with this defense, especially in losing seasons, is just remarkable. I think he would handle being a head coach differently than when he was with the Lions. We talked about that in the story, and he talked about now having this understanding that, hey, not all head coaching jobs are created equal. And I think the way Myles Garrett talks about him, he called it an honor and a privilege to play for him. He said that Jim Schwartz has helped him take his game to the heights that we see today. And look, we all know Myles Garrett does not keep praise like that on coaches when they are not deserving. I mean, I've sat in press conferences where he's called out Joe Woods before, right? So that to me is not nothing.
Ashley, looking to the quarterback position, do you think Shador has done enough to solidify himself as maybe the front of the mix right now for 2026? And how much impact do you think the Cincy game?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we'll have on that conversation.
It's an interesting question because I think like the Cincy game one way or the other, like they shouldn't say, okay, what we've seen in these prior six and a half games means nothing because of what happened in Cincinnati in a meaningless football game, essentially, right? But the interesting thing is, like, I would say right now from how I look at things, he does seem to have the inside track for a few reasons. Like, number one, their draft positioning doesn't seem to be that good. Like, we could just say right now, like, Fernando Mendoza is probably going to be a Raider, right? Like, that's what it seems like it is trending towards. So if you're not there to get a Fernando Mendoza type of guy and you're in, like, the sixth spot, like, maybe you are better served getting a really good receiver or a really good tackle, something like that. And if you don't draft somebody really high, then I think, like, Shador is in the front of that race, right? That's what it would seem like to me. But the caveat to all of this is, hey, what happens like when free agency starts? Like, would they go after a different bridge guy? Like, we don't know any of those things. But I would say right now, given what Shador has shown, coupled with what their draft positioning is, it is going to be easiest for them to have him be in that driver's seat for that spot.
What will you call it? It's not a collapse. I know it's not a collapse, but what would you call it if Myles Garrett doesn't get the sack record on Sunday?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. That's an interesting question. This is getting very big picture here, philosophical almost. I don't know. I don't know what I would call it. I guess it would be kind of a collapse, right?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
For it than that. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't think it's not going to happen, I should say. I don't think he's not going to get it. Like, I would be shocked.
But we also wouldn't have thought that. We also wouldn't have thought with three games remaining in the previous two that he'd only end up with half a sack or whatever that's been.
Yeah, I mean, that part of it is sort of true, but I will say I went into the Steelers game last week very wary of him getting that record just because I thought the Steelers would do what they did. Like, Aaron Rodgers would be so worried about getting sacked that he would get rid of the ball super fast, which is what he did against these guys the first time when not only Miles didn't sack him, nobody sacked him in that week six game or whatever it was.
I know, but Miles didn't feel that way, though. In the pregame, he basically called it all but a certainty to the television cameras. So, like, he went in there thinking he was going to get it.
My counter to that is, like, what is he supposed to say in the pregame interview?
I mean,
like,
but I don't blame him at all.
Of course he's going to be confident and want to get it. I think, like, matchup-wise, we know what the Browns look like against the Bengals and what Miles has done against Joe Burrow. That's, I think, the quarterback effect the most.
Will we phrase it, though? If Joe Burrow decides that the only thing that matters to him on Sunday is doing what Aaron Rodgers did, I don't think Joe Burrow's built this way, by the way, but like if he decides the only thing that matters to him is doing the same thing Rodgers did and the same thing Josh Allen in the postgame talked about, how they were doing everything in their power to not be not have the sack and not have the sack record against him. If Joe Burrow cares about that, how will this be viewed when it's all said and done? As then three quarterbacks in a row essentially played keep away to stop him from getting the record.
I mean, I think collapse is probably a fair word, right? Like, I don't know. We might have to get out a thesaurus and look at some synonyms that if there's anyone that works better, but. Yeah, I mean, at this point, it would be a huge, a disappointment, obviously. Like, I think it would be a disappointment for Miles. It'd be a disappointment for the defense, all of those things. Like, people have really been hanging their hats on the possibility of him breaking this record, and it would still be, obviously, such a huge accomplishment for all of them and not just Miles. So, yeah, I mean, I think it would be a very surprising disappointment if it didn't happen at this stage.
Ashley, Wyatt Teller got put on the IR today, ending his season and potentially his time in Cleveland. I know he talked to you guys today on the media. There's been a weird will he play, won't he play, is he injured, is he not injured kind of thing going back here. What are the odds you think Wyatt actually still might be back next year for Brown and Orange?
Well, look, I would say never, especially when it's, you know, a veteran guy who's been here and given a lot. But, I mean, it certainly right now just has a feel like the writing is on the wall. I think in their minds, they need to get younger at this O-line in general. Like, it kind of is due for a bit of a remaking. This group has been together. This core group has been together for such a long time now. But I will say, talking to Wyatt throughout the course of this season, and, you know, we talked to him right before the trade deadline, and he offered up, he was very adamant about wanting to retire here. And like, he still said that today. And I think though, today, when you talk to him, you can sense that uncertainty, and that it's certainly, he talked about being emotional a little bit last week, like just being on the field, and, you know, you kind of do start to think about it could be the last time. So I would say never, but it would be more surprising to me if he is back at this point than if he is not, just from the tone we are getting. And then, you know, coupled with, was he hurt? Was he not hurt? Why was he splitting series with Tevin Jenkins, like, before the calf really acted up? Like, that was all weird. And that to me was kind of like the writing being on the wall in some sense. So that's kind of how I feel about it sitting here today.
Ashley, to circle back to Shador, when we talked about him previously, anytime we praise him, people say we're giving him too much credit. So we try to put like a name on who we think he can be. If by the end of next year or 2027, he maxes out kind of, I don't say his abilities, but if he becomes the better version of himself. And I said somewhere between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins. That's the 40th pick in the draft, and I think Kirk was a fourth rounder. But two really high-level quarterbacks that I don't think were ever top six quarterbacks in the NFL. What would, I don't want to say comp, but where would you kind of, is there somebody in mind that you think, if this really goes as well as can be expected, this is who he is?
I said Trevor Lawrence, by the way, if that helps out as well.
Oh, Trevor Lawrence is interesting. You know, the other name that I'm sure you guys have heard people use this for him is Jameis Winston, like without quite the same cannon and like maybe fewer interceptions, like, That to me is always also the comp that is interesting, obviously not in their draft positioning, but just the style and the way they play, I think is an interesting one. I will say, though, like, I think he's not going to reach his peak for me, I don't think, next year, like, just because all across the league right now, right, we're seeing so many of these guys how it can take years for them to catch on. Now, some guys, like if you're a Caleb Williams, yeah, maybe it only takes like a year or so and then you're lighting it up. But here's the other thing, like, development is not linear at all. That's like an Andrew Berryism that I think is so true. Like, look at the Washington Commanders this year. Look at Jaden Daniels, right? He was so amazing as a rookie. This year, all these injuries, can't stay healthy. Things kind of start to collapse down there, and suddenly it doesn't look like in year two what everyone thought. So I think bottom line, this stuff is just so hard to predict, and developing quarterbacks is not an exact science. I think for most of these guys, it does take not like 1 or 2 years, but multiple years of their career down the road, and then you can finally start to talk about these draft classes, maybe realistically, like maybe like 5 years later, right? Like, I feel like we didn't truly have a full picture of the 2018 draft class until maybe like last year, which is kind of wild to say when you think about it.
Ashley, incredible stuff with us as always. Great stuff in the Jim Schwartz piece. Happy New Year. Hope everything goes well for you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.